Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending September 16th, 2016. The Census Bureau reported some remarkably good news recently about the U.S. economy, which also happens to be good news for certain classes of real estate, particularly retail, hospitality, and healthcare. According to the Bureau, three important economic metrics have done very well lately. Namely, median household income in the United States in 2015 was $56,516, an increase in real terms of 5.2% from 2014. That's the first annual increase in median household income since 2007, the year before the most recent recession. This is especially good news for retailers who depend on people spending their incomes, and also important for the hospitality industry, since travel mostly counts as a luxury good. The nation's official poverty rate in 2015 came in at 13.5%, with 43.1 million people living in poverty, or 3.5 million people fewer than in 2014. The decrease in the poverty rate represents the largest annual drop in poverty since 1999, when the economy was quite strong. Also, the percentage of people without health insurance coverage for the entirety of 2015 was 9.1%, down from 10.4% in 2014. The more Americans with health insurance, the more who will use the services of healthcare providers, and in the longer run, that means more demand for healthcare space. These findings are contained in two reports, Income and Poverty in the United States, 2015, and Health Insurance Coverage in the United States, 2015. The current population survey annual social and economic supplement was conducted nationwide and collected information about income and health insurance coverage during the year. So, is the good news about household income really as good as it sounds? One concern about these income gains is that households are changing. The share of young adults living in their parents' homes has climbed briskly since the recession and continues to rise. Their earnings count toward their parents' household income. So is it merely larger household, meaning higher incomes? And that may or may not be a bad thing, but it doesn't mean individuals are doing any better in terms of their income. On the other hand, even as more young adults live with their parents, a rising share of households are single person. In fact, the two kind of balance out. So households really haven't gotten that much larger in the last few years on average. That means that household income really is from increased earnings, which is good for the economy and, with any luck, retailers. That's all for this week. This is Dee Stribling, Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those excellent websites.